With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pendleton Christian girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy, powered by Hy-Vee following a 49-39 loss to Oskaloosa Friday night. Coach Foudy, overall not a bad effort by your team, but just unfortunately a few too many mistakes to be able to get the job done against a scrappy Indian squad tonight.
Yeah, I thought our intensity and our effort, especially with our defensive game plan, was pretty good. I was really pleased with how we were able to kind of take Deja Foster out of what she wants to do. I felt like, you know, we had a good game plan coming in on the defensive side, and we did execute it pretty well. So I was pleased with that. Like you said, just too many turnovers, and we're just, you know, we struggle at times to get into a rhythm offensively, and that's what this game came down to tonight, is we weren't able to make plays at the end of the game when we needed to and struggled to get things going offensively.
And one thing I want to talk about with that, too, you talked about the game plan defensively, which was kind of a unique take. I've seen it a couple times covering some college basketball. I don't know that I've seen it at the high school level, where you put the two girls basically on Deja Foster the whole time, and you're like, we're going to go basically 3-on-4 defensively. And I felt like, for the most part, it was a really well-executed game plan by the girls between Bryn Runner, Faith Kekmarinski, and Chloe Snyder, making sure that those four perimeter players weren't able to get too many great looks.
Yeah, and it was a good job by Chloe Nickel, too, to throw her in there. You know, I thought it wasn't just about stopping Deja. It was also about keeping the Cole sisters out of the paint. And so we really talked about how we wanted to have a great paint presence defensively, and if they were going to beat us from three, we kind of had to live with it. And really that played out like we wanted. They hit a couple big shots late. The truth is, we gave Oski too many chances where we turned the ball over late. And if you give a team that many chances where, you know, they're going in transition with the ball, yeah, they're going to make you pay. And unfortunately, that was the truth for us tonight.
And you look at your guys' offense on the flip side of that. I mean, there was some opportunities for you guys tonight. Unfortunately, didn't get a lot of shots to fall. But as we mentioned, it's just that it was the defensive pressure of Oskaloosa that kind of gave your team a little bit of fits there on the offensive end of the floor. How do you guys work about overcoming those going into a game against Norwalk on Tuesday?
Yeah, we just got to keep trying to find little ways to get better. I think I'm going to watch, obviously, the whole game, but the fourth quarter I'm going to have a strong focus on. We've got to find a way to start off games a little faster and close games out. And really that comes down to execution, understanding the game, and making good decisions with the basketball in crucial situations. And we didn't do that today. That's got to be our focus in practice and with Norwalk next week.
And we mentioned Norwalk next week. I mean, that's going to be another really tough one. We know that it can be done to go up there and win. We saw it just a year or two ago where this girls' squad went into Norwalk, were able to knock off the Warriors. Now, granted, not going to be easy by any stretch, but as you guys prepare to get ready to go over there, what are the things you're looking for from your team to be able to go over there and walk away feeling really good about the way that your team performs against Norwalk?
Yeah, it comes down to just competing. I want to see our kids compete. You know, I thought for the most part today there was four quarters of girls out there competing. However, there's still times where maybe we're not, you know, going after loose balls the way we know we need to, going after rebounds the way we need to. And so it's about competing and continuing to try to just build a culture in our program where we just flat out compete and we're no fun to play. That's kind of my goal. And obviously we're going to try to continue to clean things up offensively, find a way to generate good looks, give our girls confidence to shoot when they get those good looks. You know, I felt like tonight at times we maybe got some offensive flow going and got the ball to where it needed to go, and we just didn't have the confidence to put up the shot. So we got to continue to work on those types of things and just try to get one day a little bit better one day at a time. And I'm confident with this group that we're going to be playing our best basketball during the postseason.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pendleton Christian girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy. One thing I got to mention too is just this team. I mean, you know, whether that be earlier in the day, after the game, just looking at their faces right now, they've dealt with a lot this year, right? They've battled injuries. They've battled a lot of ranked teams. This team's spirit is just consistently high, which I think is a great way to determine the culture that this team is building too. What can you say about the way that this team is coming together in that aspect to be able to further enhance these games going into games against Norwalk, things like that?
Yeah, well, we're not perfect, right? We're not perfect. So there's been some ups and downs, but I think we've got kids of really high character. We've got kids that just want to keep getting better and probably kids that want to please their coaches as well. And so It's just a fun group to coach. It's not, that doesn't mean it's easy, but we're getting better every day. And, you know, walk into the locker room today and our senior leader, Faith, is talking to the team about, hey, what positives can we take away from this game? So, you know, I'm really proud of her. And just, you know, the games where we're coming close but fall short can be really frustrating. And I think we've just got kids of really high character that continue to keep their eyes up. We try to have the message of keeping our eyes up and be always for our team. I felt like that was true of us today. We saw it when I walked in the locker room at the end. And so that kind of leadership is going to take us a long way. We just got to keep trusting the process, if you will, day in and day out, trying to get a little bit better. We've still got a really young team. You know, a lot of sophomores out there, some freshmen taking some minutes this year. So just get a little bit better every day, rely on each other, and we'll play our best basketball at the end of the year.
Now, Brendan, unfortunately, I won't be able to make the trip to Norwalk. Trevor's going to have that game, from what I remember correctly, on that schedule. So I'm going to miss not getting to chat with you next week, but looking forward to many great conversations the rest of the year with you for the Eagles girls basketball team. I'm looking forward to seeing how you guys bounce back next week against Norwalk.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Brendan Foudy, head coach of the Pendleton Christian girls basketball team, powered by Hy-Vee.